American farmers and ranchers may have predators and feral animals that pose problems to their business. Same can be said here in Central Australia. But the challenging animal is a camel. Remember, you can hear our full interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com in today's feature after this. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Early travelers to Central Australia imported camels to help make the trek into the interior. When roads and cars arrived, the camels were turned loose. Today, feral camels are a problem for ranchers like Lindy Severin.
So we are the first fence that the feral population comes to. Just out to the southwest of us is the heaviest density of the feral camel population.
Camels thrive in this climate, but they also do a lot of damage.
But the issue is that they're a feral pest. The law says that as landholders, we must control feral pests on our property. To meet our legal obligations, we shoot them.
Some say ranchers should capture the camels and sell them. However, the cost of capturing and marketing camels far outweighs the price of selling them.
They'll eat the grass, they'll eat the trees, they'll eat the shrubs, as do cows, but camels do a lot more damage to them while they're doing it. And the issue with the feral populations is that they can move in mobs of thousands.
And if the camels decide to drink, well, they'll drink a water hole dry. Plus, those gangly legs will drag a barbed wire fence for miles if they should decide to go through it.
So to build a fence that keeps a camel out costs about $20,000 a kilometre, as opposed to about $2,000 a kilometre for a fence that we would build for the cows.
In 2007, the ranch lost over 80 miles of fence to camels in a six-week period. It took 3.5 years to build them back. It's an amazing landscape and a very interesting place to make a living. Remember, you can hear the full interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside at Curtin Springs Station, Australia, I'm Andrew McRae.